That really is a tragedy that for the last 16 years that the Hamas terror group has controlled the Gaza Strip, it has exploited the Strip and its residents to advance its goal of murdering Jews and destroying the State of Israel. Hamas even built whole hospitals on top of the terror tunnels that it had already built. All that cement over the years that was meant to go to people's houses went into Hamas's terror tunnels underneath the ground. And in this war, in response to the October 7th massacre, that horrific slaughter of 1,200 Israelis on October 7th, we have been targeting Hamas infrastructure. We've been targeting those tunnels and that terrorist infrastructure they built underneath civilian areas in the most inhumane way.
You have concrete evidence of that, that they built.
Absolutely.
And then they built the hospitals on top.
Indeed, the Israeli army has released satellite footage showing the construction of the Indonesian hospital, showing a Hamas command areas, and then a few years later, you see the same satellite images showing a building on top of it. The Shifa hospital, we all know now, beyond doubt, was being used as a Hamas command center. Just this evening, the Israeli army has released footage from inside that tunnel network. First, we showed a 10-meter deep shaft leading to a 55-meter long tunnel in the hospital. Yesterday, we showed that we managed to get through the blast door at the end of that tunnel, and now we're in. And we've shown the air-conditioned rooms that Hamas was using and the bathrooms they had in these bunkers underneath the hospital in that terror network. And it is tragic that Hamas has subjugated the people of the Gaza Strip and used the Gaza Strip to advance that goal of terrorism and war against Israel.
What about my question? Does Israel plan to rebuild there?
Israel has three principles for the day after Hamas. First, demilitarization. Second, de-radicalization. We can't have a return of extremism. And third, reconstruction. Of course, we want to see houses being built again in the Gaza Strip, but we have to make sure this time that the concrete that goes in for people's houses actually goes to the houses, and it doesn't go into building a whole underground city of tunnels like it has in recent years. We have to make sure that the water pipes that go into the Gaza Strip get used to transport water instead of getting dug up and sent as rockets back into Israel, because Hamas has actually released videos of them digging up water pipes and sending them back into Israel as rockets.
What can you tell us about the ceasefire, and what are you expecting to happen after the 4 days are over?
There is no ceasefire. The war continues. What we have now is a temporary cessation, a temporary 4-day pause in order to facilitate an evacuation of 50 hostages. The arrangement we have now is to get 50 hostages, women and children. There is a baby who is only 10 months old, who has been held hostage by Hamas for nearly 50 days now. There's a 3-year-old girl who's been held hostage. She's an orphan because Hamas murdered her parents in front of her. And we're going to try to get those 50 women and children out. And then we're offering Hamas a choice. For every 10 additional hostages it releases, we will give another 1-day pause in the fighting. But after that is done, we will continue with all force to continue to put pressure on Hamas to release all of our 240 hostages. There will be no one left behind. And we will continue. This war will end with the end of Hamas, because otherwise we're going to find ourselves in the same cycle of violence with Hamas, which tells us it wants to perpetrate another October 7th massacre. And we won't let it.
And on the hostages, how many of those hostages are African? Do you know?
Not off the top of my head, but I can find the numbers for you. The October 7th massacre was a crime against humanity, not only against the Israeli people, but there are nationals of 26 countries who are being held hostage in the Gaza Strip right now. Nationals of over 42 countries who were either murdered, abducted, or injured on that terrible day. And we're doing everything we can to bring everyone home. Everyone. No one will be left behind.